Radio Studios. The Good Morning Time is 7 o'clock.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or at JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and multi-point inspections, the GM-trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788. Stop at Highway 14 East or visit JonesChev.com. Have peace of mind and save money with your vehicle running at its best. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you want. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Millions of Americans are seeing some fierce weather today in the central U.S. and beyond. The AP's Donna Warder starts us off.
Schools and government offices in several states are closed today. Meteorologist Josh Weiss of the National Weather Service's Weather Prediction Center says the storm isn't over yet.
This system will continue to move northeast today into tonight and continuing into Wednesday into the Great Lakes, bringing a widespread swath of 6 to 12 inches of snow from places like just north of Kansas City, Missouri, through just north of Chicago, Illinois, and into parts of Michigan.
Another storm will affect the Pacific Northwest, bringing blizzard conditions to Washington and Oregon's Cascades and spread throughout the Intermountain West over the next couple of days. I'm Donna Warder.
Donald Trump will be in federal court today in Washington, listening. The AP's Julie Walker has this.
The appeals court is hearing arguments on whether Trump's status as a former president means he has immunity from prosecution on charges he plotted to overturn the results of the 2020 election. In a social media post, Trump wrote, "I was looking for voter fraud and finding it, which is my obligation." The outcome of today's arguments will likely set the stage for further appeals before the U.S. Supreme Court. Special Counsel Jack Smith is looking for a swift decision to get the case started before the November election. Trump's lawyers want the case dismissed. I'm Julie Walker.
How did that door panel fly off an Alaska Airlines jet last week? The NTSB says the door panel slid up before falling off the plane, and they're looking into whether four bolts that were supposed to help hold the panel in place might have been missing when the plane took off. Michigan overpowered Washington 34-13 last night in the college football playoff title game. This is AP News. It's almost that time again, tax time. The AP's Lisa Dwyer.
The IRS has announced January 29th as the official start date of the 2024 tax season, with millions of returns expected by the April 15th deadline. The agency is undergoing a massive facelift, attempting to improve its technology and customer service. The IRS says there will be more walk-in centers open to help taxpayers, enhanced paperless processing to help with IRS correspondence, and enhanced individual online accounts available for taxpayers. Eligible taxpayers will be able to file their 2023 tax returns online directly with the IRS through a new electronic direct file pilot, which will be rolled out in phases and is expected to be widely available in mid-March. The IRS expects most refunds to be issued in less than 21 days. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
If you're like me, there's simply not enough time in the day. My secret? It's Prem Meats. Prem Meats is a state-approved meat processing facility with a retail shop. Once you visit Prem Shop, you'll be back again because of the excellent quality of products at highly affordable prices. Prem's offers catering, wild game processing, natural harvest, and they specialize in ready-to-heat and serve meats. Prem's has fresh take-and-bake pizzas, too. Conveniently located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and always making your venison into tasty treats. Prem Meats and Catering, the little meat shop with big savings. Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
Happy New Year from all of us at Court & Main. We are having 50% off all holiday decor now through January 13th. We are also having 25% off on some of our best-selling candles. Get a great deal on Christmas and holiday decor for your home in the following years. Exclusions do apply. See store for details. Stop in to see us Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. at Court & Main in downtown Richland Center.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 34, additional 3 to 6 inches of snow possible through late afternoon. Tonight, breezy, snow tapering off by late evening, an additional 1 to 2 inches possible, a low of 23 degrees. The winter storm warning will be in effect until 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. We're at 32 degrees, working up toward 2.5-3 inches or so here at the WRCO studios. The reports of lots of slipperiness out there today, so be careful. Schools that are closed include the Richland District. That includes St. Mary and Eagle, Ithaca, Riverdale, River Valley, including St. Luke's and St. John's, Boscobel, Kickapoo, Fenimore, Weston, Lafarge, Highland, Waseca, Steuben, Hillsboro, but Hillsboro is teaching virtually today. North Crawford will be closed. The district's child care center is also closed. And Pleasant Ridge Waldorf in Viroqua. Southwest Tech Campus will be closed today. Also, Vark Roots will be operating 2 hours late. We can remind you that Edward Jones Coffee Club is canceled for this morning at 9. The partners of the Richland Hospital meeting schedule, that has been canceled for today. Richland County meal sites will be closed. Those not going to be open today. And also we can tell you in Grant County, home-delivered meals and meal sites are also canceled. The bus and taxi services are canceled in Grant County. The Crime Stoppers meeting, scheduled for 2 this afternoon, will not be held. And Bauer Gunnell Dalton, VFW Post 2267, has rescheduled its monthly business meeting to next Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. Those are some of the latest reminders in our world. And also a couple of business announcements. ET Foods and Creative Outlet will not be open today. Snow and 32. Henry Bray has made it in case you were worried. There he is. We sent out Squirt with a can of Mountain Dew on his collar to get him in here. Anyway, this is Jason Aldean.
Sidewalk, carjacking old lady at a red light. Pull a gun on the owner of a liquor store. You think it's cool, act a fool if you like. Cuss out a cop, spit in his face. Stomp on the flag and light it up. Yeah, you think it's tough. Well, try that in a small town. See how far you make it down. Around here we take care of our own. You cross that line, it won't take long for you to find out. I recommend you don't try that in a small town. Got a gun that my granddad gave me. They say one day they're gonna round up. Well, that shit might fly in the city. Good luck, try that in a small town. See how far you make it down the road. Around here we take care of our own. You cross that line, it won't take long for you to find out. I recommend you don't try that in a small town. Full of good
Jason Aldean, 710 on this Tuesday morning, the 9th of January. Yours truly, Phil Nee, with you today on a Tuesday morning. And lots of stuff not going on today. That means, well, pretty much no activities tonight for yours truly. Looking for a good euchre game to broadcast, maybe, or a dart game, maybe. Something. Sheep's Head, maybe. I don't know. Here's Chris Stapleton. Steve Warner, I Got Dreams, from WRCO Radio in Richland Center. Thank you so much for joining us today. School, well, lots of announcements. Looks like Upper and Lower Little Willow School canceled today. Aubrey, let me see, Twin Bluffs, Akey School is canceled today.
Just in time for the holidays, the Richland County Historical Society has prepared a 2024 calendar with vintage pictures of one-room schools. Schools of Richland County by Steve Fogel appeared in the Republican Observer during the years 1952-1953. These are pictures of rural schools when he printed the histories of each in the paper, and those histories are available in the Richland County History Room of the Brewer Library. There are 46 total schools and 4 schools per month, with additional graded schools in the Richland County area included in this collector calendar. Printed by Hennig Printing with a laminated cover and bound with those collector calendars, they're available from any board of directors of the Richland County Historical Society for just $6 as a donation from the general public. Historical Society members, you can obtain the 2024 calendar for just $4 as a donation. Get yours as soon as possible. Schools of Richland County, a 2024 calendar from the Richland County Historical Society. Look us up on the web, Richland County Historical Society.weebly.com.
Today's school announcements are sponsored by Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore Paint and Graber Blinds dealer in downtown Richland Center.
School is closed today for these districts. The Richland District, including St. Mary and Eagle, Ithaca, Riverdale, River Valley, including St. Luke's and St. John's, Boscobel, Kickapoo, Fenimore, Weston, Lafarge, Highland, Wazika-Steuben, Hillsboro, but Hillsboro will teach virtually today. North Crawford schools will be closed, and the district's child care center is closed, and Pleasant Ridge, Waldorf, and Viroqua will not be open. Southwest Tech campus in Fenimore will not be open. Vark routes will be operating 2 hours late. That's for the in-town and out-of-town routes. And tonight's Church League volleyball schedule. They have canceled the matches for tonight in Church League volleyball. Some things to celebrate today other than a snow day, if you celebrate those. I don't know. But today is Balloon Ascension Day, International Choreographer Day. It's Apricot Day. Whoopie-doo. And then also, let's see, what else? It's National Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. Chance to appreciate those that protect and serve. Also, National Poetry at Work Day. And it's National Static Electricity Day. National Word Nerd Day. So celebrate by doing a crossword, perhaps, today.
Listen up, area contractors or handymen. All American Do It Center can help build your business. We have the tools and materials for the job, plus our rental center is here with equipment you may need from start to finish. Our delivery service can deliver to your job site's doorstep or rooftop, so you don't have to stop working. From deals on clearance items to continuing education and in-house charge accounts, we have you covered. Let our team at All American Do It Center help build your success. Visit allamericandoitcenter.com in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Did you know that nearly everyone will have an HPV infection in their lifetime? Half of all HPV diagnoses are high-risk strains, which can contribute to diseases such as cervical cancer. The HPV vaccine is one of the best ways to protect against cervical cancer, especially when combined with HPV screenings and regular exams. Talk to your primary care provider or the Richland Hospital and Clinic's gynecology team to help you understand your risks, health needs, and more about preventative measures.
It's time for the roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
Hey.
Cold on the horseback this morning, Phil?
I'm guessing it was. You made it, though.
I did.
I'm impressed.
Yep. I usually never miss work for snow.
Wow. So. It was wild out there, wasn't it?
It was a nice ride. Mm-hmm. Nice ride, yeah. So. But the old Roundup horses, I put them out back for us for later.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah. Hey, a couple more announcements, Phil. VART buses have canceled all buses today.
Okay.
And Tony Daughtry Rural Mutual Insurance will be closed today.
Okay.
So you can add those to your list.
Add that to the list.
Yep.
Did you know, by the way, that Rawhide premiered on CBS this day in 1959?
Really?
Yep. Rowdy Yates.
Oh, it premiered last year, I think, what was it, February 1st, 2023?
Right.
It's right here on WRCO.
The Roundup. Yeah.
WRCO Radio.
Did you have a game last night?
I did. I was in Riverdale. I was home by 8 o'clock.
Were you?
I was.
Beat me home then.
I did. I was going to rub it in. I said, nah, I'll just go home.
Not by much, though.
But because... no, but here's the thing. So I go to Riverdale, and I hope the police aren't listening. And I pull into the gas station on the way there, thinking, I want to get gas. You know, it's snowing. And I was below a quarter, and I'm usually never below a quarter. I pull in there, look for my wallet. Didn't have my wallet.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So on the way home, me not thinking, pulled in the exact same gas station, getting out of my car thinking I'm going to get gas. I pulled out the pump. I'm going, yep, I'm an idiot.
Oh, boy. Did you make it home then?
Oh, I made it home. Then when I got home, I had to find the wallet and then go to the store in town and then fill up with petrol. So
wow,
I don't like doing it in the mornings.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't like filling gas in the mornings.
No, I don't either. So. If I have to, I have to. But I thought you were going to say that you pumped it and then realized you didn't have any money.
No, I would have. We've been done this from the Grant County Jail.
I know. An IOU.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Hey, Phil, you take a collect call from Grant County Jail.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. If it's the roundup, yeah.
I won't be into work today. Yeah. Sorry.
Sorry, buddy. Sorry. But anyway, you know, everybody else is out of school today except for you.
I got to go to school.
You do. Hey, but this is fun, though. These are fun.
It is.
These are going to be fact or a bunch of Hank's made-up stuff.
I want to stay home and watch Captain Kangaroo and the Price is Right.
I know, boy. There's nothing better on a snowy day than Captain Kangaroo.
Yeah.
So, anyway, how's June doing? Is it colder at your house than it is everywhere else?
You know, you keep bringing that up.
Oh, I shouldn't bring it up.
She thinks that you and I are both closet bear fans because we talk.
Oh, that's fine. If I was a closet bear fan, I would be the first to admit that we needed a quarterback.
you just don't let up, do you?
That's just me, though. I think you move on from Justin Fields and get a quarterback.
No, so. I would disagree.
Yeah, because you're a Packer fan and you want to see him continue to struggle. But I will tell you this, okay? Did you hear about the I will tell you this. I think the Bears and the Vikings, I think the NFC North is going to be some of the toughest divisions, the toughest division in the 2 or 3 years. Well, I really do.
Yeah, there's some young talent.
Oh, my goodness. Everywhere. I mean,
throw in the Lions.
Oh, then that's why I'm saying they're already there. I mean,
I'm telling you, when the Packers lose, you know, if they lose, but I'm thinking it's in it. I don't think they're going to win at Dallas and San Francisco, but then again.
See, I think they have a shot in Dallas.
They might.
I really do, because, again, Mike McCarthy couldn't manage his way out of paper bag.
There you go again. You're just full of compliments.
I am. But I'm just saying, I mean, look at this game management. Kind of like reminds you of Brett Bielema when he was in Wisconsin and Arkansas. Can't manage a football game in the last 5 minutes.
They love him in Illinois. Right.
Again, just wait. His time's coming there, too. So,
I don't know. I'll tell you what, though. I stick up for Justin Fields. I think he's worked hard.
He may have, but I just don't think...
He deserves a shot.
I just don't think he's the quarterback for the Bears. I really don't. No. Look at some of his throws the other night.
Yeah.
Anyway, Mr. Bear fan.
Anyway. I'm sticking up.
You're sticking up for your wife. Don't have to sleep in the doghouse for the third night in a row.
That might be it. I think he works really hard.
I'm not saying he doesn't. I don't think he's the type of quarterback for the Bears right now. They have too many. They have too many weapons on the outside not to get them the football. I mean, we can be armchair quarterbacks all day.
Tyson Bagent, the third stringer, he's the one.
June, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you brought it up again, didn't you?
I did. Yep. All right, buddy. So we have fact or a bunch of Hank's made up stuff.
All right.
So, dogs have 3 eyelids per eye, Phil.
Okay.
All right. Elon Musk, Tesla, the CEO, all right, and the tweeter or X, is colorblind, meaning that he cannot make any corporate decisions related to color. Instead, Elon must rely on his staff for his help.
Okay.
All right. Lions are cannibals and will eat their sick and disabled infants. Okay.
All right.
Guinness removed the record held by Fenrir as the world's tallest domesticated cat after discovering it was a young leopard.
Oh.
Fact or a bunch of Hank's made-up stuff.
Okay.
All right, number 5. Because carrots improve night vision, allied pilots were fed carrots during World War II to enhance their success during an after-dark bombing raids.
All right.
All right. In Texas, during the 1850s, the U.S. government imported camels to help transport its goods from the West. Hmm. Is this a bunch of crap that Henry made up, or is this a fact? A fact?
Okay.
All right. New research at the University of Kazakhstan, Germany, suggests that common houseflies, like the ones we have, can dream.
Okay.
All right. Number 8. Domestic cats kill 1.4 billion birds yearly.
All right.
An eruption from a single volcano will put 10,000 times more CO2 into the atmosphere than all human activity has throughout the human history.
All right.
In 1900, Polly Burns Farcloth, a circus-strong woman who could lift donkeys with her teeth, became the world's first female boxing champion.
Is that it?
That's it. That's 10 of them, right?
10 questions. I'm the only kid in school today, other than a homeschool kid.
But they even probably got out of school.
They might have even got out of school. I don't know.
All right, buddy. Number 1.
All right.
Dogs have 3 eyelids per lid.
I'd say true.
That is true. That is true.
Woo-hoo.
All right.
Off and running.
Number two. Elon Musk, Tesla CEO, is colorblind, meaning that he cannot make any corporate decisions related to color. Instead, Elon must rely on his staff for help. True or false?
Gotta be true.
It's a bunch of Hank's crap.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, man.
Elon is not colorblind, but Mark Zuckerberg, Prince William of England, and Bill Clinton are.
Oh. Huh.
All right. Number 3. Lions are cannibals and will eat their sick and disabled infants.
True.
It is a fact that is... They're hard to take pride in this fact, but it is true.
Yep.
All right. Number 4. Guinness removed the world record for Fenrir as the world's tallest domesticated cat after discovering it was a young leopard.
True.
Nope, it's not, Phil.
Oh.
As of January of 2023, Dr. William Powers of Michigan Pet, an 18.83-inch Savannah cat holds the title of the world's tallest domesticated cat. Dr. Powers was not a cheetah.
Good one.
Yes, not even Monday.
And
that's not even Monday. All right, because carrots improve night vision, allied parrots were fed carrots during World War II to enhance their success during after bombing raids.
That's got to be true.
It's a bunch of crap.
Really?
Yeah. It's not clear how much carrots actually improve night sight, but the Allies spread the rumor to conceal their new radar technology from Germans and explain their pilots' successful night bombing raids.
Wow.
So it was an official bunch of Hank.
I'm not deciphering the true from the false here today very well.
Number six, in Texas, during the 1850s, the U.S. government imported camels to help transport goods westward.
That's true.
It is true. The humps were dumped at the onset of the American Civil War.
Yeah, I've heard that one before.
I've never knew that. New research at the University of Konstanz, Germany, suggests that common houseflies can dream true.
It's got to be true.
No, it's false. That's fly in the sky, but the research suggests that jumping spiders can dream about flies, we expect.
Huh. That's interesting. I mean, how would you even know?
That's what I don't get. Yeah, how do but you know?
But I figure they might.
I mean, I don't even know if I dream.
Oh, yeah, you do.
You think?
Don't you dream of...
I'm still waiting to wake up this morning, Philip.
Running through the grass in Pea Ridge and...
It's been very dry.
Has it?
Yeah. domestic cats kill 1.4 billion birds annually.
I'd say that's true.
Well, it's crap. It's actually worse, Philip. Domesticated cats... I'm going to give that to you because because they do kill 1.4. It's actually 2.4 billion birds annually in the U.S.
More than that. Wow.
You know what I'm saying? That's just...
Sheesh.
That's a lot. All right, number nine, young man. An eruption from a single volcano would put 10,000 times more CO2 into the atmosphere than all human activity throughout history.
True.
No, that's just a lot of hot air.
Oh, man.
So in 1900, Polly Burns Faircloth, a circus strong woman who could lift donkeys with her teeth, became the world's first female boxing champion.
I say true.
It is true. She won her title as a women's world boxing champion in Paris when her opponent, Texas Miami Donovan, failed to show up. Win, lose, or draw.
Wow. Five right.
Well,
I'm the only kid in school, so if you grade on a curve,
you know,
I'm at the top of my
70%.
Class.
You're ranked one out of one, buddy. Hey, buddy, first of all, I want everybody to be careful out there because I think today's going to get worse before it gets better.
That's what it sounds like, yep.
Saw a couple cars in the ditch on that way into work, especially coming down the hills off 80. So please be careful out there and always open your heart and be kind.
You got it. That's Hank Bray here on WRCO. We'll let him slip away and we'll slip into birthdays and anniversaries next.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts is here to help you during the important times of your life, such as weddings, funerals, birthdays, and anniversaries. With Added Touch's experienced staff, you can rest assured you'll get exactly what you want. See Added Touch's wonderful display of fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, candles, wine, and more. Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or find them on the web at addedtouchfloral.com, and be sure to like them on Facebook.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Calling all Rockwell Automation employees and retirees. The holidays are still in full swing, and the Rockwell Automation Social Committee invites you to a joyous celebration. Save the date for January 13th. From 5 p.m. to midnight, we'll be spreading holiday cheer at the Phoenix Center. Join us for an evening of laughter, memories, and festive delights. Let's make this celebration one to remember. The Rockwell Automation Holiday Celebration. Because the joy doesn't end when the holidays do. See you there.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Want to improve your sleep quality? Maybe a mattress with a built-in cooling cover is just what you need from American Bedding that is made right here in Wisconsin. Stop down to our newly remodeled showroom and see why we have quickly become Spring Green's largest mattress dealer. With over a dozen mattresses on display, our expert staff will assist you in finding the perfect mattress to give you a quality night's sleep. Located on Highway 14 next to the Ring Brothers.
Once again, VARC routes are canceled now in Richland Center for today. That's a change from what we had earlier. Some notes from this day in history. In 1913, Richard Milhouse Nixon, the 37th president of the U.S., was born in California. 1979, a gift of song, the music for UNICEF concert, was held at the United Nations. Pop stars including ABBA, the Bee Gees, and Rod Stewart all performed. It was in 1972 when reclusive billionaire Howard Hughes, speaking by telephone, said that the purported autobiography of him as told to writer Clifford Irving was a fake. Some notes from this day in history. Birthdays and anniversaries on a Tuesday are sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
For years, you've relied on the Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy birthday wishes from Richland Center Primary School to Kai Bingham and also to Emerson Slaney. Have a great day today. Enjoy your day off, too. Happy birthday to Chad Belter from Lori and the Guys and from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. Julie McCormick, all the best from Pip and Isla. Happy birthday, Taylor Kenothi from Pat and Jay. Nancy Fisher from Sacred Heart Parish. Also, best wishes from Richland Center Free Methodist Church to Vera McLaren. To Casey Barr from Tyler, Lily, Declan, and Brexton. Happy birthday from the United Methodist Church to Kathy Bastion and Bernie Cooey, who both celebrate today. Happy wishes from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club to Candace Conwell, to Bharat Patel, to Jonathan Frazier, Deb Goplin, Brent Gaffney, and Diane Willis-Muller. Bloom City Town Crier with wishes for Linda Elf, Janelle Gallatin, Barbie Hillesheim, and Adam Johnquist, to Rhonda Marish and Vera McLaren, all celebrating today. The Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions saying happy birthday to Carly Elder, to Rhonda Marish, Ella McKay, Bentley Dean Rux, Kayla Steadley, and Peyton Hendrickson. From the RC Lions, happy birthday, Rhonda Marish, Tyler Bradley, and Beata Elliott. Happy birthday wishes to wife Donna Carlson and to grandma from Lexi, Jevon, Brian, and grandbabies, and Jace and Carter. Have a great day today to Donna Carlson. Happy birthday. To Bernie Cooey, the fan club has checked in today. Happy 100th from Sue and Merriman Keene. Also to Bernie Cooey from Stacy and Mike. Happy 100th as well from your children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. We hope it was a great party for you on Sunday and wish you the best, Bernie. Also, have a great day, Keith and Myra Deckert. It's their anniversary day today from your family and friends wishing you the best.
Happy birthday. Happy anniversary. Hi, this is Dakota from JJ Walsh Jewelers, and my job is to help make events like birthdays and anniversaries more memorable. Whether you want to spend $20 or a few thousand dollars, we have the best selection of beautiful jewelry for your loved one. If you aren't looking for a new piece of jewelry, I specialize in restoring old jewelry. A great gift can be as simple as polishing her wedding ring to new or the necklace she inherited from a family member. Regardless of what you're looking for, come in and talk to me, Dakota, at JJ Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center.
As long as you're using convenience services, why not be rewarded for it? That's what an awards checking at WCCU Credit Union is all about. No gimmicks, no minimum balance requirements, no monthly fees. Just a straightforward checking account that now earns 3% APY on balances up to $20,000. That's right, with direct deposit, 15 debit card transactions per month, and e-statements, you too can earn 3% with the WCCU Awards checking account. For more details, contact any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop. Rate based on annual percentage yield and subject to change monthly. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU.
7:42 the time, as we head on into the day a little bit deeper, get a little daylight on the thing, and oh my goodness, it is snowing pretty hard once again, isn't it? 32, drive carefully today if you have to drive.
Just as long as that old river flows, the sun comes up and that north wind blows, just as sure as these are guaranteed, honey, you can depend on. Lovers come and go, and it seems there's no one left to hold for so many. When the morning comes around, but girl, you can bet this old boy can be found. Just as long as that old river flows, the sun comes up and that north wind blows, just as sure as the
Restless Heart on the radio, WRCO and Richland Center, along with WRCE, saying good morning, top of the morning to you.
Is being overly comfortable even possible? It's worth finding out in the Movie Man Large Scale Recliner. The generous seat and the tall back are specially crafted to provide extra support and comfort for broader and tall individuals. Mac rated for 400 pounds, you can get this recliner today for only $549 at Courton Main for our winter sales event happening now through February 9th at Courton Main in downtown Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
It is 7:45 and currently 32 snowy degrees in Richland Center. A news update is sponsored this time by Walsh's Ace Hardware, Jones Chevrolet, and Town & Country TV and Appliance. The winter storm warning is in effect now until 6 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Walsh's Ace is now your one-stop shop for vehicle keys. Whether it's making a new key, a new remote, giving your current remote a facelift, or even getting a new proximity key, Walsh's Ace can do it all. Walsh's Ace can cut and program keys. Walsh's has fobs covering about 92% of cars on the road. Walsh's programs keys on site and can save you up to 60%. Stop in and check it out now at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center and Ace of La Crosse.
Snow continues throughout central and southern Wisconsin today. Snowplow crews and emergency responders are on high alert, according to the National Weather Service. We're into that winter storm warning until 6 tomorrow morning. Snow means slow. Allow extra travel time, following distance, and reduce your speed during winter conditions. Be cautious on bridges, overpasses, and entrance and exit ramps. Don't be overconfident in four-wheel or all-wheel drive vehicles. All vehicles vehicles require additional time and distance to stop in adverse conditions. Avoid using cruise control in winter conditions. Buckle up and put down your phone while driving. Every trip, every time. Leave room for maintenance vehicles and snowplows. Move over or slow down for stopped emergency vehicles. Stay at least 200 feet behind a working snowplow. Make sure that you can see the plow's mirrors to ensure the driver can see you. In case of a crash or slide off, stay in the vehicle, turn on the hazards, call 911, and move the vehicle out of traffic if possible. Due to the snow from the storm, officials from the city of Richland Center have announced that a snow removal emergency will begin tonight, Tuesday night, at 10 p.m. and will expire tomorrow morning at 7. This snow removal emergency prohibits vehicles of any kind to be parked on any street or highway within the city of Richland Center between the hours of 10 p.m. and 7 a.m. Notifications will be made here on the radio, along with Nixle alerts and on the Richland Center Police Department Facebook page. All vehicles must be removed from Richland Center City streets and highways from 10 p.m. until 7 a.m. During the snow removal, and vehicles parked on any city street during these hours will be ticketed. The fine for a snow removal emergency violation is $25. In addition, vehicles in violation may be towed at the owner's expense. Overnight, off-street parking is available in 5 city-owned municipal parking lots located downtown. The 5 lots include parking lot south of the fire department, also the lot south of the city auditorium, the lot north of Advanced Pump and Well, the parking lot at South Jefferson Street across from Quick Trip, the parking lot north of A1 Furniture. Overnight off-street parking will also be available at the community center parking lot, City Hall, and also the parking lot on West Seminary Street near the Mill Pond Park. Vehicles need to be removed from these lots during the daytime to allow for normal use. At a special Richland School Board of Education meeting last Thursday, the board heard a presentation from the Morris Leatherman Company, LLC. This presentation summarized the findings from the community survey held in December. Representatives from Nexus also presented at this special board meeting and discussed options to structure a capital improvements referendum within the guidelines obtained from the survey. The board is also discussing an operational referendum and needs to consider the options of both a recurring versus a non-recurring referendum. If the board is interested in placing referendum questions on the ballot in April, they must adopt resolutions no later than January 24th. Also, Corliss and Brady have been contacted to start these resolutions. Board members approved moving forward on a possible non-recurring operational referendum. Broken down, it would be $2.3 million in 2024-25, $2.4 million in 25-26, $2.5 million in 26-27, and $2.6 million in 27-28. A proposed referendum question for operational costs in the amount of $27,160,000 for the public purpose of paying the cost of school facility improvement projects consisting of district-wide safety, security and site improvements, and Americans with Disabilities Act compliance updates, remodeling and upgrades to district technical education space, roofing improvements at the high school, district-wide capital maintenance, infrastructure and HVAC improvements, including adding air conditioning to the school buildings where needed, and acquisition of furnishings, fixtures and equipment, and auditorium upgrades also was approved. The goal of the district is to keep the mill rate below $15. District Administrator Steve Board will work with Corls and Brady to finalize the referendum questions. Board will be on today's morning show between 9 and 10 on WRCO FM 100.9 to give further explanations about the possibility of the 2 referendum questions. The state's largest solar project is now full go, according to Madison Gas and Electric. The Badger Hollow Solar Farm in Iowa County, which can power about 90,000 homes, came online in 2021. It has about 830,000 solar panels. The array is located in Montfort and Cobb and is a joint project between MG&E and We Energies. A man charged with carjacking a vehicle in Grand Chute last October has reached a plea deal. Police there said 51-year-old Jay Scott approached a 31-year-old Nina woman and her 4-year-old child inside their car in a mall parking lot. When Scott allegedly threatened the woman with a knife, the woman gave Scott the keys to the car. The three then drove to area banks as Scott allegedly forced the woman to take out money for him. After the woman and her child escaped and contacted Nina police, Scott was later located in the stolen vehicle. Scott pleaded guilty Friday to carjacking while possessing a weapon, felony bail jumping, and theft of movable property greater than $5,000. A man who allegedly was evading a traffic stop has died following a crash in Dodge County. The sheriff's office there said after the driver reportedly did not stop for Washington County deputies, a Dodge County deputy attempted to pull over the possibly impaired driver who was driving erratically. The driver then sped away at speeds of over 100 miles per hour. After failing to negotiate a curve, the pursued vehicle crashed into a tree. A 27-year-old man from Hartford behind the wheel of that vehicle died on the scene. The Dane County Sheriff's Office also assisted at the scene to safely remove an old military-style grenade from the vehicle. The American Red Cross is experiencing an emergency blood shortage as the nation faces the lowest number of people giving blood in 20 years. The number of people donating blood to the Red Cross has fallen by about 40%. Blood products are currently going to hospitals faster than blood donations are coming in. You can help replenish the blood supply by becoming a donor. Coming up on Wednesday at the Richland Center Community Center, they will have a blood drive from 11:30 until 5:30. Also, they will be putting on the drive. The Red Cross blood drive has fallen to critically low levels across the country, and blood and platelet donors are urged to make a donation appointment to help alleviate the shortage and help ensure life-saving medical procedures are not put on hold. Schedule an appointment by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. That's 1-800-733-2767. There are three grants currently available to assist Wisconsin healthcare providers, organizations, and nonprofits that provide veteran mental health support services in the Badger State. These grants include the Veterans Mental Health Community-Based Organization Grant, Emergency Crisis Mental Health Treatment Program Grant, and the Veteran Mental Health Treatment Program Grant. All grant applications are due by Thursday night at 11:59. All questions about the grant application process should be directed to the DVA Grants Unit at Vets Benefits Grants at dva.wisconsin.gov. For additional information on the grants, including evaluation criteria, application materials, and tips for applying, visit the WDVA Grants page at wisvets.com. Environmentalists are urging people to use less salt this winter. The Fox Wolf Watershed Alliance notes it only takes 1 teaspoon of salt to make 5 gallons of water toxic in the lakes, streams, and also in the groundwater. Salt is bad for pets, too, and it costs more than $5 billion a year to fix salt-damaged infrastructure. The group Wisconsin Salt Wise is hosting daily live streams on proper salting from the 22nd through the 26th this month on YouTube. A Milwaukee man will spend some time in prison for a fatal crash on New Year's Day of last year. Juan Felix Avendando was sentenced Friday to 22 years of prison time for colliding into a vehicle carrying a Menominee Falls family to church New Year's morning. Prosecutors said Felix Avendando admitted to drinking and smoking crystal meth before the crash on Milwaukee's northwest side that killed a 52-year-old man. A jury found the man guilty last November of 6 charges connected to the wreck. The court dismissed 3 of those charges during Friday's sentencing hearing. A pair of middle school students in Sparta could face weapons charges after one of them allegedly brought a BB gun to school. The Sparta police said they are referring a 13-year-old and a 14-year-old for possession of a dangerous weapon on school property. Police said that the BB gun was brought to school as a part of the payment for an Xbox. Police said there's no threat to students or staff. Wisconsin Republicans have unveiled a highly restricted plan to legalize medical marijuana in the state, a proposal years in the making that comes less than a week after Democratic Governor Tony Evers voiced support for the idea. The bill released on Monday would create a limited plan for medical marijuana use and is far from the full legalization that Evers and Democrats have pushed unsuccessfully to pass for years. Still, Evers said last week that he supports creating a medical marijuana program if that's all that can be done now. The bill would limit marijuana to those with serious chronic diseases and allow the drug to be dispensed at only 5 locations statewide. With the first winter storm of the season expected for much of southern and eastern parts of the state, Ready Wisconsin encourages you to review your winter weather plans to make sure that you are ready to go. Weather forecasts can change quickly. Stay informed about current and expected weather conditions by following your local National Weather Service office and other trusted sources for updates, such as local radio, WRCO FM 100.9. Get a NOAA all-hazards weather radio and use it to get updates. Heavy snowfall could lead to dangerous conditions on the roads. If you have travel plans, check road conditions before you head out by using 511 Wisconsin. This information for most major roadways in the state, along with live traffic cameras and traffic alerts, is accessible through the free 511 WI mobile app on X or the mobile-friendly site 511wi.gov.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Here are today's vital statistics. Patricia Jean Moore, 95, of Gays Mills, died Saturday. A funeral service will be held Wednesday at 11:30 at the Vossatag Funeral Home in Gays Mills. Friends may call at the Vossatag Funeral Home on Wednesday from 10 until the service time at 11:30. Burial will be at the Gays Mills Cemetery. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to a charity of your choice in Pat's memory. Patricia Jean Moore, 95, of Gays Mills. And Eleanor Irene Penny Zychek, age 95, died Sunday at Maplewood Nursing Home in Sauk City. A funeral mass will be held Friday morning at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Loretta. Friends may call at St. Patrick's Catholic Church Friday from 9:30 until the time of the Mass at 10:30. Burial will be held at the Sextonville Cemetery Friday at 1:45. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with the arrangements. For Eleanor Irene Penny Zychek, age 95.
At Town & Country TV and Appliance in Richland Center, we've got the best customers in the world, and now we're in search of a great appliance repair technician to assist those customers. Starting pay